flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, Fritz, we're at Chickies in South Philly. 6 o'clock tonight, Ava Graham, a Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally. You win some Eagles merch as well. You can win tickets to next year's Eagles home opener. It's the time we've all been waiting for. The speech that you need. Rios from North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios!
Y'all hear me clearly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
We got you.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I love it. They hear me clearly?
They can hear you clearly. Can you hear Rios? They're ready. You.
Hey, look, I just took a picture. Look, this how much I love y'all. I'm on the side of the road near the swamps of Louisiana. Yeah, I mean, stop so I could do this speech for all of y'all because I love y'all because this is what it's all about. Do or freaking die. Hey, yo, Buzz, hit the music. Straight to the freaking point. There ain't no freaking tomorrow at all. This is it. Mission 59 is here, and let me remind y'all of this. We bullied our way to make it to this ultimate, extreme, prestige stage to whoop some ass while the whole world watched, and we hoist the Mission 59 trophy. What more do you need to get yourself up for amazing violence? This is what we all dream for, what we strive for. What we cry for, to be the best in the freaking world. Think of all the hard work you put in as a kid. Think of all the traumas. Think of all the distractions and hurdles you had to go through. Look at your family. Look at your kids. This is what it's all about. The opposing team is trying to stop your kids' joy. Trying to kill our mission. You have no choice, gentlemen, but to freaking go dark. This ain't a freaking game. This is more than a game. This is health. It's a lifestyle. This means a lot to so many people. Y'all can save lives by winning the Super Bowl. Think about the young superhero who gave up the body to protect his sister and got shrapnel metal from the pain that crashed in Northeast Philly sticking out of his head. One of the first things he asked about was our Philadelphia Eagles. This is bigger than you think. This is serious. Now go and give up all of the body. Always ready to die for something and live through anything. We don't take the road of least resistance. Nothing easy. We have a purpose. We fight. We grind. We stick to the script. We constantly being greedy and violent. We know who we are. We are soul robbers. We want the world and everything in it. The time is now. We are ready for the big payback. Ask the Chiefs with all due disrespect. No one on the field will be smiling until we fully inundate the ground of the Superdome with blood. So I say this, Ike, Spike, Fritz, and all Eagles fans listening, what makes the grass grow? Blow!
Blood!
I can't hear you!
Blood!
What gets results?
Violence!
What gets results?
Violence!
F what you think. Violence will be produced and we're going 0-30. Bleep the refs. Bleep the chiefs. Bleep anyone who's a freaking softie. We pay the cost to be a boss. Now let's go and F stuff up. E-A-G-L. Eagles, Iron Wheels for North Philly, Hunter Clark, a.k.a. the Star Major of Philly. Next time you say my name, it will begin with two-time Super Bowl champion. Y'all mean? Peace. I love y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Give them hell because it's time to give blood all the way through because that's what we're looking for. I love y'all, gentlemen. Peace.
There he is.
There's Rios.
He brought it.
Never a doubt.
He brought it.
Never a doubt.
Imagine, I know 5:30 Creed was a spectacle. Could you imagine if we were still in Radio Row for yelling that, blood?
Yeah, right. Blood and violence.
And violence?
Yeah. Yep.
Could you?
Oh, you guys didn't see this yesterday. So if you didn't hear, we were seeing 5:30 Creed at Radio Row all week, and some of the shows that were near us thought it was funny, like Houston. Some did not think it was funny at all, like Grant and Danny at WJFK. They taped their entire 5 o'clock hour yesterday, so they weren't even there for 5:30 Creed.
Nice.
We drove them out of Radio Row.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
What did they expect?
Yeah, I know.
What did they expect?
Come on, bro. We're in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You're not.
We didn't come down here to be, you know, some stuffy radio show over there acting all highbrowed, you know, excited to get celebrity guests coming through. I'm sorry. Your team lost in the NFC Championship game, and you're sour. We won. We're actually playing in the Super Bowl, so we're going to behave like our team is playing in the freaking game.
Yeah, you're talking to Greg Olsen. We're singing Creed.
Yes.
He's having more fun. We are.
We are.
We are.
Clearly.
We are.
I don't say we are too much.
Oh, yeah. That's the wrong thing.
But if Saquon's Super Bowl MVP, we can we are.
We can do.
Oh, they're going to
be the worst.
There
will be some we ares then.
Yep.
By the way, Ike, where can you see Joe Conklin real quick? Might as well mention that.
Him and his buddies. You can see Joe Conklin at the City Rhythm Orchestra. I'm sorry, and the City Rhythm Orchestra at Westchester University on Friday, February 21st, and at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey. That's right around my neck of the woods. That's Saturday, February 22nd. You know where you go get your tickets at. JoeConklin.com.
Damon and East Norton, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, been a while.
Welcome
back.
Yeah.
What happened, Dave?
Speaking of DC,
come on in.
Yep.
Look. Hey, I wasn't ducking. All right.
You were ducking.
My ass.
two weeks ago, I wasn't allowed to leave California. Now I'm moving back to Philly tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
You are a
pick
fraud.
Up the phone. Pick up the phone.
We've been on for 2 weeks, brother. Yes.
Man, I wish I would have had access, but I'm glad y'all made it this far. You know, this because this is y'all last chance. For real. Like,
what a pivot.
Next 5-10 years, y'all not going to have another championship. Y'all not even winning the division. So this is all y'all got, and I'm glad.
Who's going to win, you and RG4? You got to play a quarterback over there?
We probably gonna have Tyreek Hill. We might have Brandon Ayuk. What you want to do?
Like, Myles Garrett, yeah.
Yeah, who else?
Y'all ain't got nobody to stop us. And I just want to come to parade. Because the last parade, all them big old biddies, everybody drunk. We all having a blast out there, like on Broad Street. I can't wait to go to that again. It was just like a cultural experience. But it's the last one for y'all. And y'all should be actually happy that I gave y'all bulletin board cereal. Because y'all ain't beat nobody like y'all beat us the whole season. Like, that was ridiculous. 30 points, that was ridiculous.
Hey, Damon, real quick. What's the speed limit on most highways? It's either 65 or what?
What, out here?
55? Yeah, like 55?
55 to 70?
Yeah, 55. Isn't that a number you know pretty well? Isn't that what we hung on you?
God. I'm going to call Andy Boyle and put your head in the toilet.
Wait a minute. Andy Boyle.
Hold on. I like where this is going.
Yeah, no, I don't like this at all.
Dude, he gonna come give you a wedgie, he gonna give you a swirly, what you want, man?
All right.
Coming at me like that.
Wow. Your big sell now is that you're gonna have other players that aren't even on the Commanders yet. It's very sad. I can't believe you ducked us for 2 weeks.
That was not done. We'll talk about it. I'm coming back to Philly. I'm gonna be coming to Sticky and Pete. It's all good. But for the score, I think, well, matter of fact, when the game starts, second drive of the game, I think they're going to get a safety. Who's going to be back there twerking in the end zone? They're going to sack him. It's going to be a safety. Y'all going to start off bad. But then they're going to realize that the only saving grace y'all got on y'all entire team, the entire season, has been Saquon Barkley. But they're going to hand him the ball, and then the game going to show up. And then, because y'all not, unfortunately, the reason y'all beat us is because y'all had the refs and y'all had the home field advantage y'all had to face.
Yep. The refs. Have that this time. The refs, you're complaining about the refs? They scored 55 points.
Wait, are you rooting for the Eagles on Sunday, Damon?
He is.
I'm rooting for a parade. I want a parade.
All right.
You damn sure ain't going to. We know you ain't going to see one down in D.C., and we know you ain't going to KC, so your best chance of getting to attend one is right here.
Pennsylvania Avenue for the next 5 years. We're going to be good. We're not worried about y'all. Mm-mm. We're not worried about y'all. We're going to build a new stadium. It's Harris season, if y'all haven't figured it out already. This is Harris season. All right, not with the Sixers, but with the Commanders. Next year, we're doing our thing.
All right.
All right. I'm so scared.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. It only took you 2 weeks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy waits 2 weeks to call.
Yes.
2 weeks.
By design.
Yeah.
Dude, Rios really is on the side of right by a swamp.
Yep. Dude, the decision to drive down now, it's an 18-hour drive on Friday. I don't think he has tickets to the game.
No.
You think he'd be there for more days? That guy is dedicated to, I don't even know, whatever he's going to do.
Well, I mean, the fact that he's driving down there is just insane. I don't know if he's going to the game or if he's going down there maybe looking for tickets to go to the game. I don't know his financial situation.
He said he had a former one of his military brothers lives down there, so I know he's staying with them. I'll tell you, Rios will feel at home on Bourbon Street with the amount of camouflage military.
That's for damn sure.
Flagged on.
That's for damn
on
sure.
Bourbon Street.
You know what, though, Spike? Listen, if you're just rolling with the fellas and you're going, there are so many Eagles fans down there. You're going to be down there celebrating.
Are you kidding?
With everybody.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, paying nearly $10,000 to sit at the top of that damn Superdome just to say you were in the building is just stupid to me, unless you got money to burn.
Yeah, it does. It seems crazy.
Yeah, like that's just crazy to me, unless you got money to burn.
Yep.
He left last night at 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
He's not by himself, though, right?
I don't believe so. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is, what is it? I forget what today is.
It's Friday.
No. The thing that we're saying. On the record.
Friday.
I'm sorry. I couldn't remember.
Confused me?
Yeah,
I'm like, sorry.
It's on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP.
I got a 10-plus victory. I just don't see. Great. They have Mahomes, but there's so much stuff that we do better than them. Like, we got Jalen Carter. You can't double-team him on one side because then you're leaving their worst offensive lineman single-team on the other. You got Saquon going against linebackers that he's just going to crush once he gets to the second level. Like, the bubble pass that they love, Hooper's going to lift up one of those 100-pound wide receivers that they have, and it's going to be like when we play the Patriots.
Mm.
I just can't see how we could lose this game.
Well, I could see how we're going to lose it, but yeah, if you take the emotion out of it and go through the numbers like Ike just did, the Chiefs' schedule, their offensive rank this year, and their defense is good, and Spags is a great defensive coordinator, but this is not the 85 Bears on the other side of the ball with the Chiefs. You know, it's a good defense. It really is. It really just comes down to the aura of them and Mahomes and Reed. And, you know, and that's it. And I agree with you. If you look at it like that, the Eagles should win this game. Like, this is not a game. This is not a happy-to-be-there game. This is a game that the Eagles could and should win.
And we have so much. And then Saquon's play doesn't even make one of the top plays last night. Vic Fangio, number one defensive coordinator, doesn't even get a sniff at the coordinator award. Like, there's so much. There's so many receipts the Eagles have for the Super Bowl.
Disrespect.
I can't wait.
All right, Gary. Your lips to God's ears. Now, he mentioned Fangio and the defensive coordinator of the year
Assistant coach.
So the NFL honors were last night. Josh Allen wins MVP, just barely over Lamar Jackson.
Let's go.
You know, as you mentioned before the show, Ike,
Yeah. You
know, Lamar probably shouldn't have won the last time
last
he won.
Year. Well, yeah. last year, yeah. I thought McCaffrey should have won the MVP last
year.
And
Josh Allen, it does, some people are saying this is sort of like his Embiid MVP in that he maybe should have won it in other years, and this was the narrative year for Josh Allen, but he really is that offense. And I think it is a, stats aside, I think it is a well-earned award, and I think Josh Allen earned it.
It's an award that we've seen be given to people that, I don't know if there's ever – I mean, when's the last time we had somebody that we all agreed on that was
for
the
MVP?
Yep. I mean, Jalen should have won it 2 years ago. If he doesn't get banged up in Chicago and can't finish the season, or he misses what, two games or one game? He missed two games and played the last game of the season.
Yeah. Yes.
And they took the MVP away from him when he was clearly the MVP all year long.
Right. Saquon didn't get any first-place votes. He got one second-place vote and 25 third-place votes.
Stupid quarterback award.
He came in third, Burrow fourth, and Goff fifth. Defensive player of the year, Zach Bond came in fifth place but did get two first-place votes. Patrick Surtain, who we would never talk about trading for here, won defensive player of the year.
I'm surprised by that one.
Saquon wins offensive player of the year. Quinion Mitchell was second in defensive rookie of the year. Jared Verse won that.
Yep.
Mitchell got 9 first-place votes. Cooper DeJean came in fourth, which is great. Coach of the year, Kevin O'Connell. I think Nick Sirianni gets some votes. What was the 11th, Jack, that you said?
11th, yeah.
Tied with Tony Dungy.
Total disrespect.
Todd Bowles.
And then, oh, yeah, Tony Dungy doesn't coach anymore.
Yep. It's all right. Sorry. We all look alike.
Yep. Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's not what it was.
Turn the heat up.
Wait, he did coach Tampa, though, right, Tony Dungy? Well, there you go. That's right.
Wow, 20 years ago.
Well, come on. Name starts with a T. I don't see color. And assistant coach of the year was Ben Johnson, who 29 first-place votes. Vic Fangio came in fourth, had 3 first-place votes. 2 was Brian Flores. 3rd was Aaron Glenn. So those are the awards. And then, what's it called? The Hall of Fame was last night as well. 215-592-9494.
Well, don't bury the lead with the Hall of Fame.
Well, I was going to get to it a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't know you brought it up.
No, yeah. Well, it was just, it happened last
Got
night.
You.
But I want to give enough time to actually talk about it. 215-592-9494. Dante in Delaware. You're on WIP.
Guys, I'm so hyped for this game. I just can't wait. Listen, the Eagles and the Niners are probably the last two teams the Chiefs wanted to face in the Super Bowl. I think when you're going for a three-peat, having to do a rematch to one of the two teams you already beat, probably the worst recipe. But the Eagles are faster, they're bigger, they're stronger. They're going to hurt somebody. Like the last caller just said, Brandon Cooks got knocked out in the second quarter of the Super Bowl in 2017. I think the same thing. Cooper's going to nail Worley on some bum screen pass, and he's going to get knocked out in the second quarter. It's going to be close at halftime, but like they have been doing all year, the offensive line, Barkley, the defense, they're going to come out and after the second half, start shutting them down. It's 41-24 all day.
Oh, 41?
41-24. Like when we won in 2017 against the Patriots, our defense was not like this, but our offense can score, and we're gonna shut them down. They're gonna score 24 points. I think that Barkley and Hurts, they're all gonna be celebrating on the sidelines with 5 minutes left to go in this game, congratulating each other.
I would like that. I'd love a laugher. I would love a laugher.
The Kenny Pickett kneel down at the end.
Yeah.
I was also thinking like 2 years ago we had Bradbury was so soft on the outside. Quinion wants all the smoke.
I mean,
these receivers, old DeAndre Hopkins, Worley, I'm not worried about any of them. Kelsey, he'll get his. He'll get like 100 yards, get a touchdown, just like in the championship game, we scored 55 points. What's his name? Still got his.
Zach Ertz.
Who's the receiver? Yeah.
Zach Ertz.
No, not Zach Ertz, but the receiver.
Oh, Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. We still scored 55 points, and they scored 20-something. So I think after this Sunday, the whole NFL, like, we might be looking back at this team as a whole this season as one of the greatest teams to ever be assembled and play. I think that's what they're going to go out there and prove it on Sunday. They're going to shut this team down.
Thank you for the call, Dante. I do think if they win this game, given how dominant their regular season was, who they beat in the Super Bowl, I think they will be remembered as one of the great Super Bowl winning teams. Now, the ones that actually get remembered that aren't a dynasty, 85 Bears, the Rams. Are the Rams
greatest
remembered?
Greatest show on turf.
Greatest show on turf.
That era, I don't know. Well, that Super Bowl came down to the last play, so that was
it did.
Memorable Super Bowl.
Yep.
Tackle at the 1 yard line.
The people talking. Oh, was that the McNair? No. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yep.
People are talking about blowout. We haven't seen. There were a lot of blowouts when we were younger.
Not since the Broncos, Seattle.
Yeah, it's been.
That was like the last one. The one in New York. Yeah, the Super Bowl that was in.
They've been close Super Bowls. Blowout doesn't. 41.
I'd be more surprised if it's a blowout than expected.
I would as well.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. What happens Sunday? Eagles by 10+. Eagles win a close game or Chiefs win. 53.9% say Eagles by 10+. 33.4% Eagles win a close game, and 12.7% say the Chiefs win.
Area.
Yeah, it stayed right at the same spot.
Yeah,
the disrespect of James Bradbury in 22 has gotten a little bit out of hand.
Was he all pro? Yeah. All pro is hard. It's not Pro Bowl.
I think Quinn Yon's better, but he was also really good. It wasn't last year's James Bradbury.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He was all pro. I don't know how he was all pro. I thought Slay was better. Slay didn't even make all pro that year. He made Pro Bowl that year. And Slay was the one who covered the number one receiver on the team.
Right. How did
Bradbury get all pro? He didn't cover top receivers. I don't know.
Was it one of those things where they were throwing at the other guy so his numbers look better?
Yeah.
Sort of like the
What did Bradbury do? How many interceptions did he have? I don't remember any of them.
Yeah, because Slay was definitely, he was only Pro Bowl. Bradbury that.
Yeah. And Bradbury didn't even make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, Bradbury didn't make the Pro Bowl, but he was second team All-Pro. He only had one interception.
That's so weird. Does he have a lot of friends? Is he a good guy?
No, it's one of those things where when your defense is as good as it was, and we had, 70 sacks that year?
Yeah.
Yes.
It kind of makes your back end look a lot better. And
Ayo.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know.
Yep.
The defense, I guess they figured they needed to have some Eagles players on there.
Yeah.
Because he may be the only one who made the All-Pro team. Anybody else? Did Javon Hargrave make the Hassan Reddick may have made it that year.
You would think so.
All right.
Well, Hurts was All-Pro.
Well, I meant defense. I know Hurts was All-Pro. He was the best player in the league that year.
Yeah, people forget that. No one brings it up.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk about – an Eagle was voted into the Hall of Fame last night, and a Giant was not. So we will talk about that.
Slay was first-team All-Pro that year.
Oh, there you go.
He was first-team All-Pro?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Okay. Well, there you go. I knew he was the better corner.
So we will talk about the Hall of Fame next on a on-the-record Friday. Let us know what you think exactly is going to happen on Sunday. Score, how it happens, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Sunday's big game. You can enjoy all that action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find a location at chickiesandpeets.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Pep rally tonight, a Super Bowl pep rally. Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally with Ava. Eagles merch to give away.
They are ready to go, boy.
Eagles home opener tickets to give away. Give us another one. E!
A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
There we go. Everybody's ready. This is going to be a long 2 days. I can tell you that. So
pace yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be awake when the game starts.
We got to be ready when kickoff gets here at 6:30, man, Sunday.
So last night we said the NFL honors were last night. They gave out the awards. Also, the Hall of Fame class of 2025 was announced. And rightly so, finally, Eric Allen will go into the Eagles Hall of Fame where he should be. Saw him on Bourbon Street just walking around on Wednesday night. Also getting in Sterling Sharp, who definitely deserves it. Antonio Gates and Jared Allen, no-brainers. You know, when you look at the players that get into the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame I like a lot because everyone who gets in, usually you're like, yep, that's all of
them. He deserved to get in.
Yep. There's not a lot of players that get in that are fringe cases in football.
Yeah, and in football because – they're so difficult. Not as difficult as baseball, who needs to loosen up a little bit.
Well, it used to be much.
But they, with football, they will hold you out in order to get some of these guys that's been waiting
in.
A few years in as well. So there are some guys like an Eli Manning who some may have thought was going to go in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, nor should he be a first ballot Hall of Famer. If Terrell Owens is not a first ballot Hall of Famer, Eli Manning is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. So, but he will get in eventually. Eli will get in eventually. And we knew Eric EA would get in eventually because he was trending in the right direction. He had been a finalist the last couple of years. So it was great to see that his name was announced. Well-deserved. His numbers speak for themselves. And quite frankly, Sterling Sharp, who I thought should have been in a long time ago, finally getting in, it was also something I was happy to see.
Well, can I tell you?
I was a Sterling Sharp fan growing up.
Sterling Sharp was awesome.
Yep.
You know, like I think he's one of the players that if you didn't watch, I don't know if the numbers tell the story of how good Sterling Sharp was. He was a dominant wide receiver. So I'm really, really glad he got in. Now, they don't release the vote totals for the NFL Hall of Fame. Now, someone wrote that Eli Manning was not even top 10 in the vote totals, so he might have to wait a few years.
Good.
Now, I don't
mean right be
sure. Yeah. I don't think Eli, I understand the case, don't think he should get in. Next year, there are some great ones who become eligible. Larry Fitzgerald feels like a Hall of Famer to me. Now, I don't know first ballot, second ballot, whatever that is. Larry Fitzgerald feels like a Hall of Famer. Drew Brees feels like a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Phillip Rivers won't get in. Now,
he certainly won't be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Now, I think Phillip Rivers was a better quarterback than Eli Manning, but Jason Witten was a great player. Mm-hmm. Frank Gore has incredible stats when you look at Frank Gore's career.
Number two all-time rusher.
Yep.
He's getting in.
Julian Edelman. Shady.
Not getting in.
Shady is eligible next year. Marquise Pouncey.
No.
Thomas Davis. Greg Olsen.
No.
Alex Smith is a no.
No.
Dez Bryant is a no.
No.
Steven Gostkowski is a no.
Yep.
Geno Atkins, David DeCastro, Mike Pouncey, Sean Lee, Todd Gurley, and Jarrell Casey.
Yeah.
That is who's eligible next year. Tiki is a guy who, when you talk about edge case.
Edge borderline, yeah.
Yeah, he's a borderline guy. What he really needed was a Super Bowl or three or four more years.
Yep.
Because his stats in the time that he played were unreal.
Yep.
Like Tiki Barber was definitely one of the best running backs of his era, but he didn't compile enough and he didn't win a Super Bowl, which I think holds him back.
Yep, and the fact they wouldn't win a Super Bowl the year after him,
yes.
I don't think helps his case.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's harder to get in at that position.
Running back,
At running back, yes.
Yep.
Yes, it's just so hard. And receiver, too, but Larry Fitzgerald will get in. He won't be at first ballot. He might be because they like him so much. But, again, I'll go back to T.O., whom I believe is the second greatest wide receiver ever. They made him wait 3 years.
Right.
So he had to go through it. They did the personal stuff where they held it against him, and that's why he didn't show up to Canton.
Now you mentioned Baseball Hall of Fame. I think it's interesting because they're harder on the steroid guys, but I think they let in worse players than the Pro Football Hall of Fame does.
There's no doubt.
Yes.
Would you agree with that, Jack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the football version of Harold Baines is probably not getting – and I'm not even talking about Veterans Committee. I'm talking about the other stuff is like I think if you just talk about – which Hall of Fame only lets in the best of the best? I think Pro Football Hall of Fame is number one. Then I'm sorry, I don't know what hockey does. I don't know what their standard is. But Football Hall of Fame hardest, then baseball, then basketball is. And basketball is weird because it's not just pro.
Yeah.
It is international and college, and it takes all of that into account.
Yep.
The football version of Mitch Richmond is not getting into the Hall of Fame.
No.
You know, but gets into the basketball.
But gets into the basketball.
All right.
Yep.
215-59.
Or Iguodala.
Or Iguodala. Yep. Now, Iguodala will be an edge case. I don't know if he'll get in, but people will talk about Iguodala getting into the Hall of Fame. And I think the standard that the Basketball Hall of Fame has set, I think Iguodala's a Hall of Famer. If it were my Hall of Fame, he wouldn't be. Right. But I think the standard that they've set with the gold medals, the finals MVP, having your number retired, the number of championships, all of that stuff, I think Iguodala gets in, but would not get in these other sports. 215-592-9494. Leo in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call on such a joyous day. It's going to be great. Okay. Hey, look, first off, last time I called in, it was a pretty bad call. Only because I let you bully me to change my opinion. That's never going to happen again, okay? Anytime I call, you're not going to change my opinion.
Yes.
All right?
Well, I don't think it's bullying. I try to use reason. What was the opinion? I can't remember.
It's bullying if he feels bullied.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Hold on. I feel that every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I said that, I don't know if I would agree. But what was the opinion?
I forget. I think it was cut Jalen loose or have him feel he has been. You're a good debater because you keep track of all the stats. And most
he's a master at it.
My brain's too old. I can't keep track of stats. I use my eyes. That's how I
That's right.
That's right.
That's all you need, buddy. That's all you need.
I've always been a master debater. It's because I couldn't get any dates when I was young.
All right. First, I'll tell you how things were doing, and then I got to tell you a great story about an Eagles fan, right?
Yeah.
Me and my figure is going to go like this. Eagles are going to win the toss. They're going to defer. Late in the second quarter, DeGene is going to get an interception. We're going to go down. We're going to put three on the board, put us up. Then to map the second half, we're going to have the ball. We're going to put seven more on the board. Then at the end of the score, it's going to be 34-21. We're going to be up by 13 points. In the second half, we're going to hold the lead and never lose it.
Yeah, that is well, when you're talking about blowout, right? That's the kind of game. It's sort of like I don't think it goes like the Washington game. I think it's like a slow drip. And you look up at the end of the game, and they wind up 13 points because they scored a late touchdown, and they just sort of dominated on the field. The Eagles have had a hot habit of dominating on the field but not dominating on the scoreboard, and that that's the concern with this game. But that's how they end up, 10 or 14 points up at the end of the game.
Well, I'm also hoping because I'm tired of eating Rolaids like they're M&Ms till the end of the game. I want to stop around the third quarter so my stomach can get better. Anyway, good Eagles fan here. My daughter last summer did a job for Instacart, and she got an order to go pick up at a Dick's a Mahomes jersey. So she goes there, takes out some rubber gloves, says, I'm not touching this jersey. He's going to put bad shoes on my team. She walks in, and the lady says, why did this order go through? We don't even sell Kansas City stuff. My daughter says, time for Audible. She reaches over, grabs a Jalen Hurts jersey, puts it in the bag, delivers it to the person's house, hangs on their doorknob, rings the doorbell and yells, "Don't!" She leaves. So they got a Jalen Hurts jersey instead of a Patrick Mahomes jersey.
That's great work by you, Lee.
That is good work. Yeah. That is good work.
I told my daughter, I've never been so proud of her. So,
yes.
Hey, do we even get for these?
Of course.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Ready?
There you go. You know what kind of sucks about cell phones? When you get loud, yep. It cuts out.
It makes you feel like it's soft.
Yeah, well, that wasn't soft. No. I could feel it from them.
They're screaming.
Yep. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP.
Uh-oh.
Weather!
It's going to be a problem. All right, lock in. Come on, Colin. Jeez. This is an issue.
Wait, did we lose him?
Did you
eat
your phone?
No, I put him on hold because I think there was something wrong with the phone.
Like, did we lose him?
Buzz, could you check on him? I don't mean to make you do your job, but...
No.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
Y'all know I'm always ready, boys.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Yeah.
I'm tired. It's Super Bowl Friday. Y'all ready to go?
Brother, I was born ready to go. I'm also terrified.
Well, let me tell you something. I know you love dogs, and you got two, so get them, hold them tight, big boy, because it's going to be hairy in the first half. It's going to be tight. We're all going to be tighter than a banjo string, wound up, just don't know what to do with ourselves. Going to be trailing 14-10 is my prediction going into the half. But Jake Elliott puts a field goal, 51-yard field goal through the uprights. We get the ball first to start the second half. You know what happens at halftime? The team does something they didn't do last time, what Lane Johnson talked about. This team makes adjustments. The secondary, their defense makes adjustments. And the Chiefs score three more points the rest of the game. And we go on, and we boat race their ass. I mean, we beat them from pillar to post. Saquon rips off a 70-yard touchdown run at one point in the second half. Jalen's going to throw for 200 yards. He's going to rush for 35 to 40 yards. But it ain't going to be enough to overtake Saquon to win the Super Bowl MVP, which is the only MVP award that's going to matter this year. We are going to finish them off. It's going to be 34-17 final. It's going to be easy breezing in the second half. Now that boy talking about eating his Rolaids, yeah, he can put them away at the start of the fourth quarter because we're going to start celebrating at the start of the fourth quarter. We ain't going to leave no stone unturned because there ain't nothing else they can do, guys. They're going to have to just leave it all out on the field. There ain't no play call you can leave. Leave it all out there, man. There is no tomorrow. This is it. This is the end of it. This team has had nothing but disrespect all week in these stupid, silly awards. Zach Vaughn, fifth for Defensive Player of the Year. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Vic Fangio, fourth for Defensive Coordinator of the Year. And then the Saquon reverse hurdle, which we all have said all season long will be the play of the year in the NFL. Wasn't even play of the year. They give it to the stupid Hail Mary that the Commanders threw because the dumbass from the Bears was dancing instead of playing his assignment because he's a jackass and ain't got enough sense to get in out of a dadgum ring.
Is that the play that got play of the year?
Yeah.
That play got play of the year.
Oh, my God.
So they disrespect us on that. Saquon jumping over a dude backwards looking like something out of the Matrix. Don't win player of the year? Come on. We all know Saquon is the offensive player of the year, and he should have been friggin' MVP, too. Let's just call it for what it is. But the MVP ain't nothing but a quarterback award, and if that's what they're going to do, have a quarterback award just for the quarterbacks and let everybody else get a shot at it every now and then, too, because McCaffrey should have got it last year. I'm going to end with this. Like I said, Eagles 34, Chiefs 17,
Wow.
Justin in Tennessee, when he does an Eagles chant, is like when a British actor does an American accent.
Yes, you're like, who's that?
He drops the...
Yeah, yes.
He drops the Southern accent.
Justin is locked in. That was like Justin's version of Rios.
He's so mad.
He was. I liked it.
I like when Justin feels disrespected.
I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, that was good.
And, you know, he mentioned MVP. If Saquon Barkley wins the Super Bowl MVP, this year will be remembered for Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
Not just here, but everywhere. It won't matter that Josh Allen won the MVP. This year will be remembered because of what Saquon Barkley did.
Yeah. I mean, he should have been the MVP of the regular season.
Yes. But I'm saying that's what will be remembered.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It'd almost be like when Matt Ryan won the MVP.
Right. And no one even thinks of it.
Well, at least he did make it to the Super Bowl, didn't he?
Matt Ryan, they lost.
No, I mean, was that the year they won? That he won the MVP?
Yeah, 28-3.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I know the game. I didn't know if that was the. He could have won the MVP another year,
right.
And then they made the NFC Championship.
No, it was that one.
Lane's gonna catch a touchdown on Sunday.
Lane
Think
Johnson?
So?
Yeah,
Wow.
Lane Johnson's going to catch
it. Is that the farewell from...
What's the odds for a non... Is there odds for a lineman to catch touchdown?
There's odds for everything.
25.
Well, I got to find it.
Yeah. I think it's plus 2,500.
All right. So Fridays are about a few different things. They're about Tornado Shapiro. Fridays are about Rios. And Fridays are about Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Spike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, why? Yes, Spike. Yo, Jack. Big time Super Bowl baloney business, baby. Yeah, baby.
All right, Tommy. We've made it to the Super Bowl. You know, I think you have been the inspirational figure around it, and I think the inspiration has come from the ingenuity and ideas that you've come to not only lift the Eagles, but lift the community and the baloney community up until this point. And we can only expect that at this point, you have come up with your best and biggest idea.
Absolutely. I'm so excited, so inspired. As a matter of fact, I'm so inspired. I got an idea. We should make like an inspirational video.
Yeah.
All of us together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And here's my idea. It'll be called Tommy Down the Shore's The Art of Baloney, The Essence of Life, Go Birds. Kind of a long title.
You know what I mean? It is a long title. And you didn't even include us, but that's fine. Okay.
Well, Tommy Down the Shore, Ike Spike and Fritz's The Art of Baloney.
There we go.
The Essence of Life, Go Birds, Yeah Baby. Even
more. Okay. Yeah, baby. Throwing Yeah Baby in there, too. I like it. I like it. So you must have storyboarded this out. What does the video look like?
Absolutely. It's part cooking show, right? It's part dance workout video, part sports video, and part Eagles hype-up video. So the first segment will be like we're in a kitchen, right? And we're making like all kinds of different kinds of bologna, kind of bologna-oriented dishes. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, this game's in New Orleans. So we'll kind of make, like, maybe some bologna New Orleans classics, like bologna muffaletta or, like, bologna etouffee, you know what I mean? Or bologna jambalaya, bologna beignet. So it's like almost like an Emerald Live cooking kind of show, right?
A bologna beignet. Okay.
That's right.
It might be – I know you're a big cooking guy. It might be a little weird for an Eagles hype video, but I feel you.
Well, this has something for everybody. Because then it pivots, right? And we're playing hoops, right? I'm the point guard. Spike, you're the shooting guard. Jack's the small forward. Ike, you're the power forward. We got Nick Foles in center, right? And all of a sudden, it becomes a basketball tutorial video. You know what I mean? But then it switches again, and it becomes a sexy dance video. You guys ever seen the movie Perfect with Jamie Lee Curtis and John Travolta?
Yeah, it was like 40 years ago, I think. But yes, I did see that movie.
It's a terrible film. Terrible. Absolutely horrible. Right? But here's the thing. There's one very famous scene where Jamie Lee and Travolta, they're in like an aerobics class, and they're dancing, but they're flirting, too. It's like dancing and flirting at the same time.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yep.
You guys might have seen it. Even if you haven't seen the film, you might have seen that online somewhere. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
So this portion, that's the dance portion. Kind of had that kind of energy. And then finally, The final segment is an Eagles hype-up video. We're at the tailgate. We're at the game getting fired up. So it's kind of like it's got something for everybody. Order baloney, essence of life, go birds, yeah, baby. You know what I'm saying?
This sounds like a long hype video.
Well, it's kind of like it's an inspirational video. It's not just hype. It's inspirational.
It could be a series. Maybe we break it up into a series of three videos where one is the cooking, one is the flirty dance, and then the final part is sort of the tailgate.
Yeah, it's like a four-part series, right? Tommy Down the Shore, Ike Spike and Fritz, a four-part series, kind of something for everybody. And maybe the final episode is the Eagles hype-up video. We're building a multimedia empire, you know what I mean?
There we go. Yeah, with the cartoon and the Broadway, I think, and we have a lot going on. So
It's mega.
So you've always had sort of like a musical number, you know, involved in these things. Are you thinking of one for this?
Well, over the course of the season, We've done a wide range of musical numbers and sing-alongs, but at this point, I think maybe because the birds are in the Super Bowl, maybe we should just do the most obvious one, right? The Fly Eagles Fly fight song. What do you guys think, man?
I'm down ready? With that. Jack, you going to sing it with your chest?
Easily.
All right.
And start a flirty dance.
Start us, Tommy.
All right. Fly,
Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Fight,
Eagles, fight.
Score a touchdown, one, two, three.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high. And watch our Eagles fly.
Fly,
Eagles, fly. On the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah, baby.
You might be too good a singer for that. Like, you stretch out the notes. You make everybody look bad because you're singing too good.
Well, I was kind of doing like a Sinatra thing while you guys were kind of bringing more of the edge to it.
Yeah.
Well, we're Philly guys. We're not here for your little Broadway performances.
Yeah.
That's right. But it's smooth and the grit. It's got both of them.
Yeah, that's you, baby.
It is smooth. All right.
Smooth.
Your prediction means a lot, Tommy. You've been right almost every week this year. So... your Super Bowl prediction, Tommy, down the short.
Well, listen, first off, I think we're better in every way in this team, all right? Better defense, better O-line, better run game, everything. Just two things I want to say before I give the score. One, I'm a little nervous about Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Because
he's pretty good.
He's a great QB, but in all honesty, Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, right? All right. Yeah.
He's your quarterback, right?
Yep.
That's right. So I'm a little nervous for his presence in the game, but our defense is so good. That's not really even a concern. I'm concerned for the refs, man, because let's be honest. These refs give KC so many ridiculous calls. Like, take this. If a feather... lightly touches Patrick Mahomes in the shoulder, that's a 15-yard penalty on a feather.
I mean, if a feather touches who?
Patrick Mahomes in the shoulder.
Okay, all right. Yeah, just wanted to make sure. Yep.
So they just got to call it a game fair. If they do that, we shall be victorious. This is going to be a game for the ages, an epic game, an old-timer. I'm going 37-27 first.
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah. 37-27.
And a baloney parade down Broad Street.
Bologna parade all day long. Bologna sandwiches for the entire city. What do you guys
Everybody
think?
Has their bologna hanging out.
Wow. Oh,
Absolutely. Yes. It's going to be glorious, man.
All right, Tommy. Well, you've been on point this season, and hopefully you're on point in the biggest game of the year. We love you, buddy.
You guys are the best, man. I love you guys. It's been an amazing season. We're going to bring it home. We're going to be victorious. I'm over and over and over and out. Go Birds!
Oh, Birds.
Thank you, Tommy. There he is. It's Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
All right, coming up next is everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, the Top 5 at 5. Jack, what do you have in store?
Who performed best in New Orleans?
Oh.
Before the game even played?
No, I'm talking about from us.
Yeah. All right.
I just want to make it clear for everybody.
Okay. I know who I think is number one, but we'll see. We'll see.
You All won't right. guess.
I won't?
No.
All right. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.